For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
The Vic Porcelli Show.
Wow, does that sneak up on me? Good morning, freedom lovers. Good morning, feeling better, freedom-loving Ken.
Good morning, Vic Porcelli.
How are you, baby?
I'm feeling a lot better today than yesterday.
What
I couldn't talk at all
what
yesterday.
What do you got?
I don't know. You know, I didn't get a fever.
That's good.
I didn't.
No fever, no COVID.
No, yeah, I can smell stuff still.
That's right. I forgot that.
You know, it's weird, but, you know, I wanted to think about that, and I'm like, can I smell something? Okay, I'm good.
You know what's weird? Know? We'll get back to with COVID, and you lose your sense of smell. How cruel is that to an Italian?
Oh, my
you
God.
Know? I walk into my house, I smell garlic, and yeah. Oh, my God, this is great. So go ahead.
No, I just, and then yesterday I just suddenly out of nowhere, I completely lost my voice and I'm still getting it back right now, you know, but.
So you want to talk little today or?
Hey, man, you know what's going to happen. I mean, I told Mike this morning, I said, I'm not talking today, Mike. And then all of a sudden I'm talking. So, you know.
Because yesterday there were some topics that I was like, man, if Kenny was here, he'd be all over this. You
there's
know?
So much going on.
All right. Let's see what's coming up on the show. Let's say hi to the cats.
I looked over my shoulder and saw with my two eyes a cat in a hat. What a pleasant surprise.
Coming up at 9:25, Joe Mobley from the National Center for Public Policy Research. And he is getting some attention with his article, The Walls Are Closing In on Big Tech. God, I hope he's right, man. I hope he's right, because they got such a grip on us and a grip on our country and the things that you can say and the things that you can't say. And people on Twitter, you know, they're so afraid of what people are going to say with Elon Musk owning Twitter, and all the vitriol comes from the left.
It's all of it.
And all the terrible words and cursing at people, it all comes from the left.
Yeah, they're saying all this disinformation is coming from the right. No, it's all coming from you. That's toy. That's the way it is, period. Shut up.
Did you see what people were saying about Jay Ashcroft? He lit Twitter on fire yesterday.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
He wrote a letter to Roy Blunt saying, please vote against the Respect Marriage Act.
Right.
Right?
That farce.
I got, you're going to love it. You're going to love what came into my head. Well, first of all, Joe Mobley coming up. Play me some Biden. Kate Updegrove from West News Magazine and Mark Harder at 10:41. I'll start the show.
Hi. Good night, everybody.
All right, we'll see you. So, the Respect Marriage Act, Jay Ashcroft wrote a letter to Roy Blunt saying, please vote against this. And then he even wrote in handwriting at the end, he said, please, for Missourians, you know, vote against this, you know. And boy, did the left jump all over him. What he wrote in handwriting was, please, I urge you to stand strong for Missourians, Jay. And it's this long letter on the, you know, Respect Marriage Act. So it hit me yesterday, Ken. The Etztoit lens has now been expanded into bills brought up by Democrats.
Yes.
The Respect Marriage Act does the exact opposite, right?
Right.
Etztoit. Inflation Reduction Act, the exact opposite result. Exact.
The Inflation Acceleration Act is what it should be called.
And the biggest one, and the one that got the ball rolling, the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, my God.
Affordable Care Act? Sorry, can't afford it.
Yeah.
So that's, even the bills are Etztoit.
I tell people about the Affordable Care Act, for example. Back when I was working with you, actually, way back when we were together.
Yeah.
My insurance was like $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
For a family of four.
Under Bonneville, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For a family of four. And then when the ACA came in, $1,600 a month. I tell people that and they don't believe me.
Yeah. I didn't have to do that because they fired me by then.
Yeah.
So, Just a very quick thing about Bonneville Broadcasting. They own the river that Ken and I worked at for years and years. And they, or conservative, people made fun of because they were Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Correct.
People, you know, Mormons, you know. And people are like, oh, when they take over your station, they're going to make you be a Mormon and you're going to have to do this and do that. And I was like, well, why don't we wait to see what they have to say, you know. So Bob Johnson was the guy who came and talked to us first, and he was talking about the benefits and how, you know, we want to make sure that our employees have great benefits, and they were. a pension.
Yeah.
What radio company in this country has a pension for people?
Yeah, I've got a pension through them.
I do, too. It's not a lot.
Well, yeah,
but I get a little bit every month.
Yeah.
And had I still been there all these years, it'd be a lot a month. But and then the thing that I loved the most about Bonneville Broadcasting, the last thing Bob Johnson said was, oh, and by the way, if you want to adopt a baby, we'll pay for it.
Wow. Yeah.
That was was their pro-life message.
Quite a message.
Easy message to take in. You want to adopt a baby? We'll pay for it.
Oh, God.
What could be better than that?
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my big Etz-Toyt revelation yesterday I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's crazy, Vic, the way they're doing this thing. And the Marriage Act, what is it called again?
The Respect for Marriage Act.
Yeah, that thing. We were talking about this morning, and the problem is, man, people are not going to, their rights are going to be attempted to be taken away.
Yeah.
For other people's rights. And this is wrong, period. And
religious freedom is being taken away by this Respect for Marriage Act. And, you know, again, I'm not sure they know the Constitution even exists. Or no. What it says. They love to say constitutional right for abortion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, their arguments are so ridiculous. Constitutional right for abortion, but you don't have any constitutional right for the freedom of religion, which is freedom of religion right in there, right? First Amendment says freedom of religion.
Yeah. The right to bear arms cannot be infringed, but
freedom of speech. They love freedom of the press, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They love the freedom of the press.
While it's on their side.
Because that's been my big thing that's making me crazy, is they don't have to tell the truth because of their First Amendment right of freedom of speech.
No, they conveniently use the Constitution at their will. Whenever it feeds their narrative, then they start to use it.
Yeah.
And it's the whole thing with the gun thing. Well, we need to change the Constitution. Well, then something else comes up and they say, well, no, that's the Constitution. That's a constitutional right.
Right.
Which abortion. Is not.
Right.
But,
and, you know, I don't know. I just don't understand. I don't understand what makes somebody on the left's mind work, how it works. If there's even a mind there, I just don't understand.
If you can manipulate, massage, and lie, that's probably part of it. That's a big part of it.
All right. So I'm trying to figure out, Ken, where we can fit all this stuff today, because I got a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about.
I know. There's a lot of.
So let's do J. Ashcroft now, shall we?
Yeah.
So he wrote, and I should have thought of this. His name is John as well. He's John Jr., I guess.
Yeah.
I called him John by mistake one time, saying, "Oh, sorry, I called you by your father's name," but that's his name. They just call him Jay. It's like his nickname, Jay.
Well, do you remember that one of the first times he called us, and I said John Ashcroft?
Yeah.
And because it came up on the phone.
Right. That's his name. Right. So he sent this 2-page letter to Roy Blunt, and he put it up on Twitter. This is how brave this guy is, okay? He put it up on Twitter and said, "Earlier today, I wrote to Senator Roy Blunt urging him to use whatever means possible to stop the passage of HB 8404 S4556, the Respect for Marriage Act." And boy, did the left come out in force saying some pretty terrible, nasty things about our Secretary of State, you know? "With all due respect, sir, you don't speak for 95% of Missourians. We have a separation between church and state for a reason." What does that have to do with this?
Nothing.
"Secondly, pushing an authoritarian agenda is not freedom or liberty." Don't talk about authoritarian agenda.
Yeah.
Okay? Little lefty. Oh, he's a guy. I thought it was a girl. Maybe you should go back and read what the architects of our republic intended.
He's probably a beta male, but anyway.
He's no doubt. You want to hear what he is?
Yeah.
"He's just a free spirit trying to survive the trials of life and motherhood." Oh, it is a woman. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It sounds like a beta male, though.
When the picture got bigger, I saw it was, oh my God.
Okay. Well, a lot of times you can't tell the difference over there.
Don't get me in more trouble, all right? I just dug a grave and jumped in. Don't pour the dirt over it. Should also mention that I'm very, wait a minute, we went away. Hold on. God, if you move your mouth, just, okay. Should also mention that I'm very opinionated. opinionated. She didn't even spell it right. She didn't spell opinionated right.
Typing real fast.
And not afraid to share them. Good trouble. Oh, good trouble. That's the John Lewis thing. Get into good trouble.
Oh, see? You know what good trouble is? Good trouble is if it fits their narrative, they can lie.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could go on and read you one thing after the next that people said some terrible things about the Secretary of State, and I can't wait. I can't wait to talk to him on Friday. Yeah, okay. As soon as I see he, him, she, her.
Right. You know. And all those blue waves.
So, I want to try to fit a couple of things into this break. That, first of all, Jay Ashcroft stood up for the true respect of marriage with his letter to Roy Blunt. And, of course, Roy Blunt didn't listen to him and voted for it.
Yeah, well, he's retiring. He's showing his true colors now. It's really weird because I used to be behind 100% of everything he was doing.
Yeah.
And it's just like he changed. Something happened.
The other thing I want to talk about is Kevin Johnson was executed last night at 7:40 in Bonterre. And people on Twitter were making him out to be some sort of god, some sort of good person. He's not a good person. He wasn't a good person.
Just shows you how bad of people they are.
He shot Officer McEntee 7 times.
Yep. He shot him and then came back and shot him again to make sure.
To make sure he was dead, right?
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to feel bad for him? I'm glad they executed him.
He's scum. He should be gone.
I don't know why it took 17 years.
No.
See, this is why I wish we were around yesterday. With all the DNA now and everything, right? And you know somebody's convicted. There's no doubt about it. Don't get me wrong. I hate when somebody's in jail for 30 years and then the DNA finds out that he was innocent and they let him out.
Oh, that's horrible. That's as bad as anything else.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But on the other part of the DNA argument, if the DNA proves that he's guilty and there's just no doubt, execute him the next day.
Yeah.
Save money.
And there was no doubt that Johnson was the guy.
Of course.
There was no doubt. I mean, they had him dead to rights.
And let me tell you, everybody who was sad that he got executed never said maybe he was innocent. Not one.
Not one.
They all knew he was guilty.
Yeah.
And they still were like, oh. And somebody said, well, the state murdered Kevin Johnson today. And that was from a newspaper.
Was it from the Post-Dispatch?
Kansas City something.
Oh, Kansas City Star, maybe?
No, it wasn't like, it was like a kind of like a Riverfront Times kind of paper in Kansas City. I think.
Oh, okay.
But murdered Kevin Johnson.
Well, we were talking about Tony Messenger from the Post-Dispatch this morning, how he put him on such a pedestal, saying that he was an inspiration or something like that. I mean, come on, really? The man killed a man and made his kids fatherless, 3 kids and a wife.
And regardless of how you people think about the police, they have the hardest job in America.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. I'm sure you're sick of hearing it. Wife kisses her husband goodbye. He goes to work and she doesn't know if he's ever coming home if he's a cop.
You know, and they tried to make you feel bad because the daughter wanted to see him in his last moments. Well, she could have seen him, you know, I mean, before.
Yeah.
It's just, he did it. He is there because of himself, his actions.
Right.
The people, you know, Jay Ashcroft, nobody did this to him. He did it to himself, and he did it to a family man.
Here's a tweet. I have struggled to put into words the sadness I feel for Kevin Johnson and his family, in awe of the organizing to bring his story to light and fight for his life. The death penalty is heinous and should be abolished. You know what else should be abolished? Executing a police officer.
Yeah.
That's a heinous act.
What about his family?
Right.
The last 17 years, you heard the appeal from the widow.
And Cori Bush. Want to hear Cori Bush's tweet? From systemic racism tainting his conviction. Racism tainted his conviction.
What does racism have to do with any of this crap?
To a judge preventing his daughter from witnessing his execution. Got to be 21. Sorry. You got to be 21 to witness an execution. She's only 18 or 19. She's not 21. Sorry. It's a law.
Vic, do you think if he was white that the daughter would still been able to not, or no, would have been able to see him?
No.
No.
It's the law. Governor Parsons' cold-hearted refusal to grant clemency for KJ. That's like a hashtag now, clemency for KJ. Missouri officials have chosen inhumane capital punishment over saving lives. Well, maybe if he didn't kill a cop, he'd still be alive and still be seeing his daughter. Too bad.
Kevin Johnson paid his price. He paid for it. He did what he did, and he paid for it. Done.
You know, everybody's an expert. You know,
and you know what I regret real quick, Vic? You know what I regret is that Bill McEntee's not going to be here. That's what out of all this, Bill McEntee's never going to be there. His family is never going to see him again.
And everybody's talking about Kevin Johnson's daughter. What about McEntee's three kids? He had three kids.
With respect, I don't care about his daughter's issue.
The paper was the Kansas City Defender.
Oh.
Black news, politics, arts, and culture.
Okay.
Kevin Johnson was murdered by the state of Missouri at 7:40. His life has been taken. This is a horrifically violent tragedy. Peace to all his friends, family, and all who believe all life is deserving of dignity. You bet. All life, including Officer McEntee.
I wonder if I could get the copy of the article that they wrote about Bill McEntee.
Right.
Back in the day.
Right. All right, we're done.
I know.
Coming up at 10:41, Mark Harder from the St. Louis County Council. Show Me Institute's got a great event happening tomorrow night already, Ken. Tomorrow is December 1st. Can't believe it came up so quick. Kate Updegrove from West News Magazine at 10:05, and I'm sorry, in Mid Rivers News Magazine. Play me some Biden at 9:41. And coming up next, Joe Mobley from the National Center for Public Policy Research, really causing a stir in a good way about big tech and the walls closing in on big tech. That's actually the title of the article. That's next on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk SDL. Welcome home.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Hi, good morning. Welcome back and welcome home to 101.9, 94.1 News Talk STL. I'm Vic Porcelli. That is Ken Williams over there coming up the rest of the way today. Mark Harder from the St. Louis County Council. I missed the meeting again last night. Ken, I'm going to some breaking news here.
Yeah.
I'm getting old. You know, like in the movies or something, the grandpa's always sleeping, you know, because he's always tired.
Yeah.
That's me, man. I'm tired all the time. So I missed the meeting, and I apologize to you. I apologize to Mark, and I'm sure Zena will show up here and say, why weren't you at the meeting? Why didn't you watch the meeting? Anyway, Mark Harder's going to join us at 10:41. Great event coming up tomorrow night already at the Chess Hall of Fame for the Show Me Institute. That's going to be a great evening, the red versus blue myth and the real threat to American stability. And Kate Updegrove from West News Magazine, Mid Rivers News Magazine at 10:05. Play me some Biden coming up at 9:41. And right now, our guest is from the National Center for Public Policy Research, who we greatly thank and appreciate their relationship with us. We have so many great guests from there. And Joe Mobley has written an article. And I think you're gonna like the article. I think it's an article you're gonna want to read. The walls are closing in on big tech. maybe a little late for certain places like us, but YouTube, you know, they dumped us. They what did they do to us? Suspended us, expelled us, sent us to the principal's office.
Permanently, the radio station itself, they right.
By the way, we are still on YouTube. The Vic Porcelli Show is on YouTube. If you want to watch us on YouTube, just put in the name of the show you're listening to, and you'll be able to find it that way. But Joe Mobley from the National Center joins us. Joe, how are you? Thanks for being with us.
Vic, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
It's great. Now, the thing about big tech, and you have this article, the walls are closing in on big tech. Nobody on this planet wants you to be 1,000% right than Ken and me, okay? Because I don't know if you know, but when we streamed our shows on YouTube, and the guy you're talking to right now said, I think the 2020 election was rigged, and when we got thrown off of YouTube, right? But Rumble, we're on Rumble and all that stuff, and I think Rumble is a great alternative to YouTube. But tell us a little bit about, not too much about Stephen Crowder, you know, but, because we love him, but he's the competition. And your whole story about the walls closing in on big tech.
Yeah, well, like you, like Steven, like Kenny, my panel was permanently banned 1 week before these midterms. So what are we talking, 4 or 5 Tuesdays ago?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still deciding whether I'll go back on. And it used to be that David versus Goliath, we cannot create a parallel economy type thing. And really what the Crowder stream did was kind of crush the narrative. I hate to say shatter the glass ceiling, because that just makes Hillary Clinton pop into my head
for
propaganda. But it crushed. It really did. 3 million views, 500,000 current views, almost all throughout. For comparison, CBS and the CNN clowns, with their millions and millions of, you know, billions of dollars, millions of subscribers, the best that CBS could do was 900,000 views. If you go look at their election stream right now, it's still under 1 million views.
Wow.
And it's because they're peddling propaganda.
Right.
You know, no one actually wants to see that. So with the BitChutes, the Odysseys, the Rumble, the Locals, you know, competition is always the answer. It lowers prices, you get better products, and you get unexpected innovations. And that's what we're seeing with platforms like Rumble. That's where my show is, that's where your show is.
Yep.
And little guys like Crowder shows over there too.
Right.
If you can tear yourself away from Vic or my show.
Don't you dare, though. All right, so the thing is this. We've allowed big tech to become too powerful, and I blame us. Right, Joe, I blame us for letting them get that powerful to be able to crush a story that could have swayed the 2020 election. And of course, I'm talking about the Hunter laptop story, right? Had that been all over Twitter and retweeted by conservatives, people would have not voted for Joe Biden and the results would have been different. How did we let this happen?
You know, Benjamin Franklin said it, philosophers said it, everyone who's read a history book has said it or knows it. People will gladly trade their freedoms for security. That's the situation right now. We think people want freedom, and they want to be taken care of. They want a roof over their head, clothes on their back, food on their table, and that's it. You know, we see the homeless population, sometimes they'll assault an officer just so they can have a roof over their head, a shirt on their back, and a meal on their table. So, we did let it happen. You know, Section 230 is a big part of that problem. And, you know, Ted Cruz says it's the single biggest threat facing free speech, is big tech and these Section 230 issues. Maybe we'll see, you know, there's some good cases on the docket right now. Jason Fix got a case that's going up to the Supreme Court. Fourth Circuit, who started this whole thing with the AOL case way back in the day. If you're old enough, you remember AOL.
Sure. Thanks for telling me I'm old.
I
appreciate it.
Running, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I grew up on AOL. But that the Fourth District, the Fourth Appellate District, just overturned its own ruling that kind of set the Section 230 monster into motion.
Yeah. Well,
that really describes the difference between a provider and the provider. They're right. Not the same.
Perfect. Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody, you know, we hear Section 230 a lot and people, you know, I hate when people either on the radio or TV, you know, give out phrases and they don't explain what the phrase is. You know, it's kind of like a hipster kind of thing. So I'm glad you said that, because not everybody knows what Section 230 is, right?
Yeah. It's a terrible legal provision that allows big tech. It's not supposed to, but in effect, it allows big tech to be a publisher and editorialize things and erase things from the internet like 1984 style, while also enjoying the protections of being a so-called platform that just has users that put out, you know, whatever they want. We can't be held accountable when ISIS is decapitating people on the platform. But we can't let, you know, Vic get on and say there was election fraud. Of course there was election fraud. These are the same people. Forget about the Hunter Biden laptop, Vic. Have you thought about this? We traded a system that was fast, cheap, and easy to understand for a voting system that's expensive, complicated, impossible to understand, and slower. As a consumer, you wouldn't make that concession on anything. Hey, I want the car that's slower, more expensive, and more complicated to use.
Yeah.
So,
especially in this age of technology we're in now.
Exactly. Section 230 is how they have, quote, legalized suppressing First Amendment rights, where you can't really sue the platform. You can't hold them accountable to their user agreements, which you and I have. We have the user agreement with YouTube when we threw a channel up there and said, hey, I want to put my content, my IP out there, and you get a piece of the pie and I get a piece of the pie.
Well, I hope when we get into a new Congress in January. I'm sorry, Joe, it exasperates me sometimes. I sound like I'm stupid, but I'm just trying to get over the exasperation that I have that we let this happen. I hope that, here's a couple of things I hope we have. The Section 230 issue comes up in the new Congress, and I know this isn't directly related to your article, but how about an election integrity committee, right? To find out what the hell is going on and why we can't decide an election in one day. Why trucks have to come in and out of the Arizona election office. Why the cameras went out for 8 hours in Nevada. Why one polling place didn't have enough paper. Are you kidding me? Go to Office Max and buy more than you need and get a refund after the election is done. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
Well, hey, if they showed up with the paper, then they would have run out of ink.
That's true. That's a great point.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, I'll do you one better, Vic. I would be for Congress, forget the committees and the endless strings where there's no teeth in these hearings. The only outspoken conservatives are criminally held accountable from a congressional hearing. I would be fine with looking at the timeline and say, we are going to march backwards in time with election practice until we find an election where the results were founded, the results were found out the same day, and there was the smallest amount of fraud prosecutions post that election. And we should just set the board back to that game. Paper ballot. I mean, in France, they've got paper ballots, Vic. They've got paper ballots they put in blue envelopes that are 100 years old. They've been using the same envelope for 100 years, and they are done counting hours after the polls close.
Right. That's crazy. All right, Joe, tell us a little more. First of all, tell us where we can find this article, which people need to read, more about the National Center, and I'm sure you're on Twitter and all that. Tell us how we find you on social media.
Awesome. So the National Center is where you can find the article. It's initially published on the Daily Caller, so it links to there. Or you can type Joe Mobley, the walls are closing in on big tech into the Google machine, DuckDuckGo, it'll come up. You can keep in touch with me on my website, DJMobleyShow.com. I'm available on all platforms except for where they kicked me off.
That's about us, too.
That's pretty good.
All right, Joe, let's stay in touch, on the air, off the air. Let's make sure that, we stick together here and fight this thing, okay?
Thanks, Vic.
All right. That's Joe Mobley. You got to read the article. It's great. Walls are closing in on big tech, and I think he's right.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. You're listening to The Vic Porcelli Show.
My father's no different than any other powerful man, like a senator or a president.
You know how naive you sound.
Why?
Senators and presidents don't have men killed.
Who's being naive, kid?
Made in St. Louis, for St. Louis. It's News Talk STL.
Seriously, who's being naive, kid?
Who's being naive?
Welcome home to 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. I'm Vic Porcelli. That is Ken Williams. Ken is back. I'm not saying he's feeling great, but he is back.
I'm here, though.
But you're not feeling good. When you said you weren't coming in yesterday, I said on the air, I said I knew Ken would not be here just by looking at you on Monday. I can tell how you feel the second I walk into this room and I say, hey, Ken, how you doing? And if it's like you give me that like little chuckle, hey, Vic, how are you? And I didn't get that yesterday. So I was like, oh, my God, he doesn't feel good. He's not going to be here. All right, let's talk to whoever this is. Hi, News Talk STL. Who is this?
It's Jerry.
Jerry, how are you?
Hey, all right. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I got two things. Yeah. The first one was the House needs to do is send bills to the Senate with one item on it and only one item on it and tell the Senate they won't accept any bills unless it only has one item on it.
So, Jerry, how do we get there? Because they never do that. They always add in extra stuff.
Right, but the Republicans need to do that, and they will never lose the House again, and they'll probably get the Senate next time.
Right, right.
You know, because the people don't like all this, all these big bills coming through. You got a 3,000-page bill, and then they can use anything they can cherry-pick out of that bill. Well, you didn't vote for this bill, so you didn't vote for this.
And, Jerry, let's remember that the Affordable Care Act, Nancy Pelosi held that 3,000-page thing in her hand and said, well, we have to pass it to see what's in it.
Right.
So now they're making them pass things without even looking to see what's in it at all. So what's your other point?
Well, my other point was piggybacking off of, you know, how the election was stolen in 2020. You know, the left always comes back and says, you know, they went to court and they lost in court. Well, no, they didn't lose in court. The judges didn't take it up. And why didn't the judges take it up? Because they didn't want the country to burn.
Which is different than losing. What you're saying is different than losing, right? The judge didn't take it. That doesn't mean they lost it. That means the judge didn't take it. You're absolutely right, Jerry.
Right, because they didn't want the country to burn. Because the mob gets out there. When the left don't get what they want, they burn, they kill, and they assault people. And they didn't want that. They figured, you know, just let it go, and, you know, we'll deal with it.
You're right, Jerry. Sorry, I had to do a little bit of George Costanza there.
That was good.
Jerry, thanks for having us on, and thanks for calling. Call us anytime, okay?
All right.
Great points by Jerry. You know, you got a bill, make what one thing in the bill. Don't put all this other crap in it.
It would make so much sense. Why can't they just do it?
Because they can't make sense. Good morning. Welcome to News Talk STL.
Meredith.
Meredith, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good now that you're on the phone with us. How you doing?
How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, I really appreciate you guys addressing this issue as far as the Kevin Johnson case and execution. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of hype and he's getting a lot more publicity than what he deserves. However, I totally agree with your point with what, you know, the journalist said with St. Louis Post-Dispatch that was absolutely heinous. It actually made me sick that was he was humanized as far as being held up as some kind of leader. But my question to you, well, first off, I wasn't sure when he was doing this, do you know if he was on anything or if he was, you know, was he just, I know he was seeking revenge, right?
You're asking if he was on any drugs or anything?
Yes.
I don't know.
Was he under the influence? You're not sure?
I'm not sure, Meredith, but from what I understand, it was premeditated. I think it was a setup almost.
Yeah. Now, why are you asking about the drugs, though? I'm interested to see what's next.
Well, my question, Wolf, because, Vic, you had said, you know, if he's 100% guilty, absolutely, completely, and if they convicted him with the death penalty, then he should be executed the next day.
Right.
And my question to you is, do you feel that from a religious aspect that there is a possibility for him to seek repentance before he dies?
I mean, repentance from God?
Yes.
That's between him and God. Right?
Right. But I absolutely agree. I just know that there are cases where people have, been able to, you know, repent, and they've actually repented with the family and everything like that. And I'm not saying what he did was right. I was just curious as your take on that.
Well, here's the thing, okay? And you know, my view is also tainted by what has happened since then, where the police have become the enemy and defund the police, and you shoot a cop and it's just okay. Now, Meredith, when this happened in 2005, I was mortified that a guy would shoot a cop with 7 shots, come back around, make sure he was dead. It's hard for me to repent anything with that, you know? And I'm sorry, whether he was on drugs or not. You know, you got to respect the guy. And on Twitter, oh, he's got a daughter that didn't get to see. What about McEntee's kids who never get to see him again? Right? I have compassion for somebody who does something like that. I'm sorry. I know I sound like a jerk, but
No. I was just curious as to what your thoughts were on that. I completely agree.
Pardon me, Meredith. Part of me doesn't care. I swear to God. I know I sound like a callous piece of stuff. but I just don't care about him or that they killed him. I just don't care because nobody seems to care about the cop that he killed. Not you. Not you. I'm talking about people on Twitter and Cori Bush, right? Systemic racism. I'm sick of hearing that too. Meredith, I'm not yelling at you. You understand that, right?
Oh, I know. No, I was infuriated this morning when I heard about, because I don't do Twitter, you know, like, but I didn't know that that was posted, and I was pretty upset about that as well, because my father was a police officer.
Ah.
So, you know, I understand, you know, that when he would go out during the day that we may not see him if he had to deal with something.
Don't I say that every day?
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Meredith.
It's sad.
Meredith, I would just say this about it, the repentance aspect of it. I believe that he should be repentant, and if he does give repentance, that's great. But he also has to pay the price that we have given him,
sure.
Because he did something that there are people in his family, his children, his three kids are never going to see their father again. The wife is never going to have her husband come home ever again. And that's what I always think about. And it tears my heart out about that family. And you know what? It could have never happened. It had been one thing that could have been done, is that man, Johnson, not do what he did.
That's Kim Williams.
I agree.
There. All right, listen, Meredith.
Thank you, guys.
I hope I didn't disappoint you.
I really wanted to know your take on it.
All right. And mostly, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, it's call anytime. It's,
how you doing?
There you go. There's the real guy. Meredith, thanks. Call again sometime.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Meredith. And she gets a whoosh, too.
Whoosh.
Whoosh, my sister. Can we fit Mike in real quick?
Yeah, let's.
All right.
Let me find him.
I sometimes I don't know what to say, Ken. I have very little sympathy for any of these people.
I know, Vic. Yeah.
Because nobody seems to have sympathy for the cops. Good morning, Mike. How are you, baby?
And we have to if we don't.
Do. That's right.
Hey, Vic. Ken's correct. There's consequences to actions. Everybody can repent, and that's between them and their God. Now, I'm against the death penalty, but in some cases, some crimes are so heinous that we as a society have a right to try to correct. And in case of Johnson, I believe that might have been the best way, because I just don't see him coming out and repenting, and what he does with his God is, that's fine. I have a suggestion for you. When you want to cuss about a south-going dog that comes out the back end of the north end of the dog, use the word stucco. It comes from the TV series Defiance, and that's the word they use to describe that hot, steamy stuff.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
All right. So, Mike, listen. One thing I think we can agree on, though, right? You're against the death penalty. I totally respect that. I'm for the death penalty. You respect that. But I think we both can understand and respect that the death penalty in this state is the law. And I know you're a law-abiding citizen, and you're all about law and order. Am I right?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. And I am so proud that Ken and he has decided to use what's available to him with our Constitution to protect himself, his family, and maybe even somebody around him.
Yeah, maybe his partner.
From being harmed.
Yeah,
maybe my host.
Wait a minute. We'll discuss that later.
Whatever. Hey, Mike.
No. Vic, you're good. I would protect you, Vic, if somebody were to do harm to you, especially when you lay down a royal flush and they want to shoot you.
Right.
Okay, but other than that, and then I had just one other thing.
Yes,
I wanted
sir.
To
quickly, if you
it.
Can. Yeah.
And I'll make it really quick. We've had a parallel economy in this country for years, and my one example is Craigslist. And you name me one person that lists anything on Craigslist that pays taxes.
Right. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Again, you know.
See, there you go. And now we got Facebook, and they sell stuff on Facebook. People are not paying taxes. So
it's all going to change, though.
Economy, and we have had a parallel economy even before the internet, and it was called a barter system.
Right. Exactly right. All okay. right, Mike, got to run. We got to fit some stuff in here. But thanks. Great to hear from you. And we'll talk again soon.
Sure.
See you, Mike. An abbreviated but yes, still yet important version of Play Me Some Biden. There's Joe. Look out, Joe. Look out. Joe got doited. That's the first time we've used doited. Double doit. We've been double doit, but now doited. All right, so we got just a little bit of time here. Yeah. I love all the phone calls, by the way. Thank you very much for calling in. We love to hear. And Meredith, you know, she called in and she wanted to know about the repentancy and all that stuff, and I just didn't know what to tell her.
I honestly, Vic, I think you were misunderstanding her. I think she just wanted to know your opinion, period, because she was for it.
So then once she knows my opinion, does she still like me?
Sure.
Respect me, my opinion.
I think she respects the facts that you gave her your honest opinion. I think being honest is the most important part of it.
And that's all we do on this show.
I know. We can't do anything else.
That's all we ask for is honesty. All right, Ken, play me some Biden.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for...
Wow! Could you be more insulting to more than half of the population of this country?
He doesn't care. He does not care at all.
Did you get your gun at Southern Armory?
Yes, I did.
Attaboy. All right, because now Joe thinks you're a scumbag.
That's right. I'm glad. And you know what? I wear it as a badge of honor. When he said I was ultra MAGA, I wear that as a badge of honor.
That's right. MAGA.
Yeah, terrorists. Oh, I don't even know. He's called us so many things.
He's such an ass. Can you play... I was going to ask you to play the end. Just play the whole thing again.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is...
The idea that we still allow semi-automatic... Right.
Allow.
Who are you to allow me to buy a firearm, no matter what it is? And by the way, I can't think of who it was. Somebody we all know and hate said on Twitter last night that, you know, AR-15s, Detroit in the title, AR, assault rifle. They really, truly think AR stands for assault rifle.
That was either also Adam Schiff or no, it was,
it was somebody we saw too, right, last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. AR stands for Armalite rifle. It's the company that makes it. All right, finish that up and then we'll get out of here.
Sick.
No, you're sick. Go ahead.
Sick.
No, you're sick. Go ahead.
It has no social redeeming value.
Stop. It does, because it's in the Constitution. You don't like the Constitution? Too bad. Go.
Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for
it. Yeah. No, there's a lot of rationale for it. You know why? You know what the rationale is? You.
And if somebody...
It protects us against you.
Kevin Johnson walks up to your car and he's armed, you better be armed too, or you're going to end up like Officer McEntee.
Yep.
Plain and simple. That's all the time we have for Play Me Some Biden. Hey, look out, Joe. Here it comes. Watch out! Oh, no. Oh, my God. I swear, the Secret Service, his staffers, they must hear that noise. Right?
In their heads.
In their heads.
Here he goes.
When Joe's walking up the stairs. Careful, Joe. Don't fall down.
Joe. Here he goes again. Okay, here it is.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got a great Christmas thing going on. And I don't know if you've gone to our website or Rumble. I've retweeted it. Have you retweeted it?
Yeah.
I put it on my personal Facebook page. It's Santa Vic. That would be me. No shaming in this building, right? Get the fat guy with the white beard to
That's
be Santa
right.
Claus, whatever.
Perfect.
And then Ken is the Ken was the elf.
You know what's funny is that I think you gave the idea to Jim because you were walking down the hall unshaven, and he's like, hey.
Yeah, right. Oh,
the white beard.
Put a little germ of an idea into that guy's head. You can smell the wood burning. So... if you want to win some great prizes like Pizza Hut and Great Harvest Bread Company gift certificates, Bluff City Outdoors, great sponsor of the fishing show that Tony does. Oh my God. Tickets for the aquarium, the wheel, ballet, Monster Jam, Disney on Ice City Museum. And you're not going to have to call in or anything like that.
No.
It's a piece of cake.
You have to sign up in advance. Go ahead, babe.
Those were the next words. Just go to our website and sign up at Newstalk STL. Ken's feeling better, everybody. All right, we'll take some time out for news, and then we're back with another hour. Stick around on 101.9 and 94.1 Newstalk STL. Welcome home, and whoosh, my brothers and sisters. And whoosh. How you doing?
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.